Here we go. Here we go. All right. The guys that will not practice today will be Tamba. Still has a little bit of knee inflammation. Was at the walkthrough. And then James Michael Johnson will not practice with the ankle sprain. Look forward to everybody else will be out there and practice. Dwayne will be out there and everybody else will be out there. So look forward to the challenge of playing the Colts. We're in the playoffs now, so it's two good football teams playing each other, and our guys will work hard this week in preparation to get ready to play a good football team. Time's yours.
Coach, it is a shorter week, but because you've seen the Colts recently and because you rested so many starters, is it less of a problem in a short week than it normally would be?
Yeah, right. I think you can get anything done anytime, so I'm okay. Short week, who will you play? I'm okay with it anyway. But it does help that we know them. I mean, I'm sure they're probably saying the same thing. So, but yeah, that helps.
Andy, I know you're just getting started this week, but have you seen any tangible results yet of your decision to sit guys down? Have you seen get guys maybe a little more fresh than they've? Otherwise would be.
Yeah, you can't tell right now. Just with the walkthrough, they walked well, right?
do they normally walk well?
Yeah, they normally walk well.
Dwayne Bowe, is he cleared to play as well as practice?
He's cleared to practice right now. And then they're going through all the tests. I don't even know exactly all the different steps they take, but he's cleared to practice as we go today.
From that first game, what do you take going into the second game? Donald Brown was a big factor. Obviously you must do some things different, but can you take some things from that first game that will considerably help this time?
Well, I would tell you you can't give up the big plays. You can't have the turnovers. Those are things that you've got to work on. They'll have their wrinkles for us. We'll have new wrinkles for them. But I think the base fundamental offense and defense on both sides will remain the same. It's just, you probably dial up a few different things. We just have to answer those.
Coach, you have some playoff battle-tested veterans on your teams, guys like Quentin Dunst, Mike DeVito. Talk about the value to have those guys in the locker room, some of the leadership roles they may take this week.
Yeah, I think it's helpful if you've been there. That doesn't mean that you can't be functional if you haven't been there. It really comes down that you prepare yourself right. At this stage, you're respecting everybody. They're all good football teams that are playing this weekend. So, but you go in and you study. You study the opponent. You study the game plan, and you go in and get yourself ready. Whether you're a veteran or new to the playoffs.
Andy, when you see a team that led the league in fewest giveaways and fewest penalties, what does that tell you?
Well, they got us by four, and that was our game that were the four. So I understand how that works, and that's we have to eliminate the turnovers that we had in that particular game. They did a good job of getting us a few times, and so and then obviously you're striving to create turnovers on the other side, so that's a challenge, I think, both ways, both offensively and defensively. You know, they're efficient with the ball. They don't have a lot of penalties that are called against them, and they don't turn the ball over much, so you've got to play well. And that's this time of the year. You've got to eliminate mistakes get magnified in the playoffs.
When you see a team that makes so few self-inflicted errors, penalties and giveaways and so forth, what does that tell you about the team? Is that something that coached from day one, or?
Yeah, well, they're probably saying the same thing the other side. So we're kind of similar in that area, although it didn't prove out that way the last game. But you got to block, you got to tag, you go back to the fundamentals, and you got to be sharp there. And we got to make sure that we, as coaches, that we're putting the players in a good position. And when you're in a good position to make a play, you make a play. I mean, that's how That's how this thing works at this time of the year. And like I said, any mistake ends up being magnified in the playoffs, and so you got to be on your A game.
You feel like they caused that a couple of weeks ago more, or you feel like you had a bad day?
I think there was one they caused. For sure. And the other one, we've got to make sure that we take care of the ball. But there's one that they got us on. Yeah.
Last two, Danny and then Reed.
Coach, do you think you've played a complete game yet with all three phases playing at their highest level at the same time?
Oh, I don't know. I guess somewhere along there we probably have. As a coach, it's probably a little bit like a farmer. Your work's never done, right? And so you never come out as the head coach feeling like everything is completely an A+. There's always room to work on, areas to work on, and that's how it goes. So we're always striving to be better in all phases.
Coach, can you just kind of speak to the comparisons of both us and the Colts and the turnarounds that they've had? New coach, new quarterback, mm-hmm. You're coming in. I know you speak with the whole staff and organization, but just kind of what you see with both clubs.
Yeah, well, last year I thought the Colts did a very nice job of taking a team that hadn't been doing too well and had a big quarterback change, personnel change, and new coach, new general manager, and they turned it around, played good football. We were able to do that this year, and we haven't reflected too much on that because we've still got more to go here. I mean, that's how you approach it, and there's some similarities there, I would tell you. I know Ryan Grigson, I know Chuck. They go about their business. I think they're well coached, and I think they've got good personnel, and they get tough guys in there.
Can you quantify the role that the quarterbacks play each?
Yeah, well, yeah. Andrew's very good. Kind of different ends. Andrew's just starting off, and then Alex has been doing it a while, so that part's a little bit different. The end result's kind of the same, is that you got good leadership and good football players that can execute the offense and manage the game well for you.
All right, thank you.